It's the Vinny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Good evenings and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And like always, it's my humble pleasure to allow you into my heart and your homes. I appreciate y'all to the most. And we got live in the studio today in New York City. You will never know and believe it. We got the SEO Queen, Z Scott, right here in the Bashani Studios, live in New York City. It's about to go down. How you doing, Miss Scott?
I am too blessed to be stressed. I am happy to be here. I am thankful and grateful, and I'm ready to get it popping.
How you loving New York? You loving New York?
You know what? I love New York, but y'all, it's too cold here. I'm ready to go home.
I hear that. Ladies and gentlemen, Z Scott, she is the SEO queen, a creative and yet technical marketing and search engine optimization coach who achieves authentic success through her building credible, visible, and profitable brands. She is a chief digital strategist for the SEO services company TSQ Marketing Incorporated. With an MIT degree in science of information technology management, Z is a sought-after digital marketing partner who procures tangible results for her clients and her companies. Wins on key performance indicators are transparently tracked, monitored, and evaluated. Return on investment is always considered when any digital marketing strategy is crafted. I can go on and on, but man, why would we do that? We got here live in the studios in New York City, and it's going down, baby. How you doing, Miss Scott?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing phenomenal. I'm just so happy to be here. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, absolutely. We're glad to have you here. You know, a lot of people don't even know what SEO stands for. Explain to my listeners and viewers what SEO stands for.
Well, SEO stands for sexy engine optimization. And that's how you get more clients and revenue without paying for advertising.
Now, you know, she just messing with you, right? But that is gangster, though. I like that. I don't know where she got that from, but I know it's good. I'm not going to say nothing. No, it's just going down like that and whatnot. But that's cool. That is her acronym for it, but it really means what? Search
engine optimization.
You go, girl, with your bad self. All right. So tell me, what are people doing wrong online?
I think people spend too much time making their website pretty without, you know, optimizing it for what Google's looking for. You have to speak the love language of the search engine. You have to, you know, don't want to present, you know, someone who loves, you know, soccer with a football gift. You know what I'm saying? You mm-hmm. don't want to, it's like, you know, telling a Dallas Cowboys fan about the 49ers or the Seahawks. You don't want to do that. It's like, you know, walking around L.A. with a Clippers jersey on. You know, you got to, you know, when it comes to search engine, you have to come correct. And when you come correct, that means that you know the target keywords that your best prospects and clients are using to find you. And so you use that in your code and the content of your site, so you pop up on the first page of Google.
Wow, that's very, very powerful. So let me ask you this. A lot of people who just put up a website and they just assume that somehow Google is just going to show up and they're going to reach the top of the page, et cetera, et cetera. So without these parameters being put in place, what happens to a person's website?
Well, if a person just puts up a website and they don't get their Google Analytics. They don't get their Search Console. They don't claim their Google My Business. Now, keep in mind, all three of these are free. Mm-hmm. If they don't do that, you know, it's a crapshoot on when Google's going to crawl or come across your website, because you're basically leaving it up to other people to decide whether or not your website is important. You know, the saying goes, you know, closed mouth don't get fed. And, and if you're not out there getting backlinks, actively getting backlinks, creating content, you know, building out your site, you know, besides just, you know, not integrating those, you know, Google Search Console and Analytics and Google My Business, a lot of people make the mistake by limiting the size of their website to like 5 or 10 pages.
And
the bigger your site is, the better it will perform in the search engines. Like, you want a big site.
So it's like if you have your website on the web, it's literally like putting a jelly bean inside of an ocean. And that jelly bean will not be seen unless you find a way to make it float to the top.
Exactly.
Is that the understanding?
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. And, you know, with search engine optimization, I mean, right now, my team is working on so many great campaigns. We're working with one of the accessories that Beyonce is rocking these days. She's wearing these waist beads.
Mm-hmm.
And she bought them from my client, Alio, alio.net. And so, you know, it's really exciting to see how they're open to creating more content and creating more pages. And so, I mean, I'm getting notifications all the time about people hitting their site from all over the country. I'm just like, wow. Mm. So, you know, when you're using these strategies and really being intentional about the keywords, how you're using, integrating your brand name into your meta tags, into the content, giving the people what they want. I mean, with this new algorithm change that rolled out in August, Google wants websites to answer questions and give value. So your website is where you need to shine. You need to pop your collar on your website. You know, put it all out there. Everything that's in your head, get it out of your head, write it down, put it on your site.
Very powerful. Now let's talk about meta tags, because I think a lot of people don't even understand what a meta tag is. Put it in layman terms, what does a meta tag do for your website?
First of all, a meta tag is like, what's that actor's name? What's that actor that was?
I don't know the actor.
Tamara Roar. J.K. Rowling.
Okay.
J.K. Rowling. J.K.
She's an author.
No, yeah, not J.K. Rowling. J.K. Simmons, I think.
Okay.
White guy with the bald head.
I don't know, but go ahead.
See, a lot, you'll know him if you see him.
Probably.
But you don't know his name. That's what a meta tag is like.
Oh, okay.
It's like,
gotcha,
you see,
gotcha.
Everybody's seen a meta tag, but they don't know it's a meta tag.
Oh.
A meta tag.
It's like everybody's seen a meta tag, but they don't know it's a meta tag.
Right. So anytime you go to Google search engine and you put in a search and it comes up, that unclickable text below the link that you see, because you'll see hyperlink text, that's the meta title. Then you'll see the URL, and then you'll see an unclickable text, that's the meta description. So everybody's seen it. Everybody reads it every day.
Gotcha.
That's your meta
tag. So if I was to ask you, what mistakes are the average person doing when it comes to the SEO optimization, their sexy engine optimization? You know what I mean? I like that. I like how you said that. What would you say is their top three things they're doing incorrect, that they're doing wrong?
Well, just like someone who is having difficulty communicating when they're being intimate, like what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses ain't telling the customers what to do. So that's one of the biggest things that I've seen, hundreds, maybe thousands of websites over my career that lacked a call to action. It's like they had all this information, but the phone number wasn't clickable. They didn't have a form for people to submit questions for a quote. People make it hard to buy.
Gotcha.
Businesses make it hard to buy. That's one of the biggest problems I see. I mean, I have a client right now. The site is huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, huge. They did that right. but all the phone numbers weren't clickable.
Ooh.
And
the thing about phone, the thing about phone numbers is that if one number's wrong,
right,
there's a problem. So think about it. If you can't click, you're going nowhere.
Right. And then the kicker is
what's that?
Is that this particular client, I'm not going to call them out.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to do that. Most people are on their phone and in a bind when they're looking them up. And so that phone number needs to be clickable. That's why my team expeditiously made every single phone number on the website clickable. So it automatically, when you go to that website, you click that number, it picks up the phone.
Yeah, y'all heard she used that big old word, expeditiously. I was like, I thought T.I. walked in the studio.
You know, I was using that word before T.I. made his podcast expeditiously.
You better go, girl.
I was using that as a child. You know, when I was in grade school, procure and expeditiously were one of my two favorite.
You go with your best. I can't even spell expeditiously, so I'm going to just ride with that. I can't even spell it. I know what it means, but I can't spell it, so we just going to let it ride. I thought T.I. was about to come in here. Was about to just make this happen, but no, we got the SEO queen in the house. So let's talk about the three different things that people are doing wrong.
Yep. So they're not using a call to action. They're not making their phone number clickable, and they're not using the right keywords and content to draw in the people who are looking for them.
Very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. So, what advice do you give special small business who are unknown, you know, like they're unknown, and I don't know, is a person like you expensive to use, or is there a starting point that people need to be at to hire somebody like an expert like you? Because I'm sure you charge a good piece of money to, you know, for your expertise.
Well, you know what? I am really passionate about helping people get on to Google Page One so they get more clients and revenue without paying for advertising, because SEO is like around 60% cheaper than radio advertising. It's about 60% cheaper than TV commercials. And so it's really a great way for businesses to be empowered. And so we have some free resources on our website. If you wanted to talk to me for an hour to pick my brain, if you have some specific questions, you want to identify your target keywords, you want to do some meta tags, you want to get your SEO strategy nailed down or tweaked, you can book me for an hour of time. Just go to SEOQueen.com, click on Speak to the SEO Queen. It's only $120.
Yeah, don't even tell them what the price is. Just let them go there. It's an investment.
Yes,
yeah, you know
an
what
investment.
I mean. And like Fat Joe said, today's price is not tomorrow's price.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to procrastinate, because I've been wanting to raise the price for a while, and I don't know when I'm going to pull the trigger.
So. Absolutely. So they better go get it, and they better
right.
go get
While
it
the
now.
Good.
So let's talk about the person behind the SEO Queen. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about you. How did you get into SEO Queen? And I also know that you do a couple little things on the side of, you know, I've seen some videos out there in the atmosphere. Talk to me.
Yeah, so I am a very passionate violinist. I love music.
Pause. It stopped recording? Okay. Card full?
Oh.
Okay, cool. I'm glad you let me know so we didn't keep going. I should have put in a second card from the giddy up. But we good. Long live. That was a good one. Lisa, how long did it stop? Just now? Oh, okay. So we didn't go too much. We didn't go too far. Good. We didn't go too far, so we didn't lose. So I guess we could start back over on that question.
Mm-hmm.
I know the card had, I know the stuff had in it, but I didn't think it would end that quick. But what I'll do, I'll put two brand new cards in there. Cause that was going good, man. The energy
yeah.
was good on that.
Yeah, it was.
And the whole thing. So. And when I was feeling, I was ready. I was about to go. Especially, I hope we got that part where we say today's price.
Right. Right.
Oh, on the audio? Yes.
Oh.
Let me put on pause.
That is a great transition to a break. Yesterday's price is not today's price. Fat Joe, you already know. And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after this short break.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
You already know, baby. We back, baby.
You're listening to Late Night.
Ooh, no, that's not Late Night. That was the wrong one right there.
I forgot what we doing.
You listening to Late Night. I just took him to a whole nother show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just get it popping and stopping, right?
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio app.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now we here. Bashani Radio app or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You are back. You're listening to the Benny Randall Show, live from New York City with our special guest right here in the Big Apple, Miss Z Scott, the SEO queen. You know what I mean? And she breaking it down so you can be seen. That's why they call her the SEO queen. I got bars. Boom. Just like that. I got bars. All right, let me stop playing. Let me get back to the action. So tell me a little bit about you, SEO queen. Did you just wake up, you come out the mom womb, and you was like, I'm going to be the SEO queen? What happened?
Well, before I was born, my dad was sitting at the kitchen table with his mother. And I don't know, I think it had to be the Holy Spirit because she told.
Hallelujah.
She told my dad to get into computers. She told him, and he took his mother's advice, and the rest is history.
Wow. And then you came into the picture, and what happened?
Well, when my dad graduated with his computer science degree after his teachers told him he wasn't college material, they told him he wasn't college material, and he graduated with honors, and I was on his lap making noise all through his graduation.
Oh, wow. So when did you find your fascination with SEO?
You know, when I graduated from MIT, I started hearing, you know, little things here and there about Google. Mm-hmm. And so my first job out of college was for Raytheon, a Fortune 500 company. I was a web applications developer. And so I was building these websites. And as I was, you know, as time went on and I started hearing about, you know, this thing called Google, I started to get more interested in it and started studying more about it. I had already been familiar with databases. I learned how databases work, and that's all Google is. It's just a web-based database. And, you know, I'd already been building websites, and I learned how to do that at MIT. And I built my first website in 1996. So when I realized how much money you can make with Google and how much SEO was a game changer, it just became intuitively obvious. The more I read about it, I was like, I really need to master this.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have more talents just to SEO now. I know that you got some skills on the violin. Tell our listeners a little bit about that. So when you're not SEOing, I'm assuming you must be violining.
You know what? I am. And you know what? It's one of those things. I manage a team. Our staff meetings is like 10 people every Monday. And I'm really focused on our clients. But, you know, every now and then people convince me and compel me to come out and play. I'm going to be performing in a few weeks for the LA South Chamber for their holiday expo, business expo. Mm-hmm. And so I play violin. And I was really inspired by my cousin to start playing violin when I was in fourth grade. And then when I saw Karen Briggs perform with Yanni, the woman in the red dress, I really decided to really get serious. And I studied with her in June 2005. Mm-hmm. So I studied with her, and that was an awesome experience. I performed, I've opened for Martha Reeves from the Vandellas. I've been a Detroit Music Award nominee.
Oh, okay.
I've collaborated with Paul Miles, David Spradley, all types
so,
of
so, people. So how do you go from SEO to violin and violin back to SEO? When did you realize you had the gift to play the violin?
Well, you know what? Music is just math.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Manifested in an audio form.
You're saying math as M-A-T-H?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all it is. And, you know, I think even with SEO, it requires creativity. So I'm just, you know, that's what I like to do. I like, you know, that's why I like SEO, because no company is the same. Mm-hmm. No company, even if they're in the same industry, no company is the same. So there's always something new, and I love learning new things, and I love being creative, and that's why I like to, you know, I think about it as like double dutch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to double dutch, you know.
Wow.
I mentally double dutch.
That's amazing, man. That's amazing. So out of all the instruments, why the violin? Why not the guitar? Why not the drums? Why not the piano?
Well, I can actually play all of those instruments.
You go with your bad self. See, if we would have known that, we would have set up some pianos right here in the Bashani Studios and had you get busy.
Yeah,
all
I
right?
can play it, but violin is my strongest instrument.
Oh, okay.
Then I would say piano, then followed by everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a degree in music, and music is something that is very important to my family, and I grew up in a very musical family. My dad is very musical, my mother is very musical, and all my siblings, like my brother is like, I don't know why he's not a touring drummer, but
mm-hmm.
he could have went to the NFL. He's just so brilliant. But you know, it's just that whole genius, both sides of the brain, just runs through my whole family.
Mm, very, very. So what?
Hashtag
what,
Black excellence.
Hello. Hello. So let's talk about being passionate about serving these people when it comes to SEO. Why are you so passionate? Why do you do it?
Well, when I was working at, I worked at two agencies. The first agency I worked at, I grew the agency from nothing to just my book of business to $500,000 in recurring revenue. It's not a lot, but to mm-hmm. me, that was a pretty awesome accomplishment, considering that it was a more of an entrepreneurial role that I was playing. Mm-hmm. And I also was doing a lot of SEO strategy and consulting to my client base. And so when I worked for another agency, and this white boy with a high school diploma only, who bragged about learning about SEO on the blogs,
mm-hmm.
became my boss as a Black woman with 3 degrees.
Wow.
And a mastery of search engine optimization. I was really offended. And
so you had 3 degrees. Did he have 4 degrees?
He didn't have no degrees, honey. Oh. None.
He wasn't even hot.
Now, I mean, he couldn't. It's like I broke bread with Noam Chomsky. He couldn't even get in a room with Noam Chomsky.
Wow. So I'm assume my assumption would be nepotism. Is that how he got there?
No, it wasn't nepotism. He wasn't family or kin to the owner of the firm. He was the complexion for the, what's that saying that people say? It was the right
the complexion for the connection.
Right.
All right. You know, so they like snow a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, I just, you know.
So is that what puts you out of the corporate world? That's what puts you out of the corporate world?
I just wasn't, you know, I was antsy at Raytheon. And then when I was at, you know, the first agency I was at, and I was on food stamps, and I was talking to people all over the world. I wasn't hardly sleeping because I was, you know, doing sales, doing tech support, doing this, doing that, da, 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 da. I was like, you know, why am I running myself into the ground mm-hmm. and on food stamps? Like,
absolutely.
This guy can, I'm paying like I'm paying for my salary like more than 10 times over in my productivity.
Wow.
And so, you know, and then when I got, you know, this, when I wanted to be considered for leadership at this other company, and this white boy with a high school diploma became my boss, I was like, oh, hell no, I had to get out of there. I had to bounce.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Absolutely sounds sense. Man, I'm going to tell you, it's been extraordinary having you here. And even more extraordinary just having you in New York live in the studio, you know, because a lot of times we're talking to people over the phone. So it's good to have you here in New York City.
It's awesome and, to be here.
You know what I mean? And, you know, get to, you know, when you see people face to face, it's a whole different environment, you know what I mean? Versus not being face to face, you know, in that aspect. So I appreciate that. So if people want to learn more about you, where can they do that?
Just go to SEOQueen.com. All the information's there. My social media is there. You can follow me on Instagram at the SEO Queen. You can call me and just connect with me there.
There it is. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle, baby. I tell you, that's the SEO Queen live here in New York City. You know how it's going down, baby. So make sure you get at her at all the locations she told you and follow her on. What is your IG?
My Instagram is the SEO Queen. THESEOQUEEN.
All right. The SEO Queen. I appreciate you being here on the Benny Randall Show, where we believe it's your business to know. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, and like always, I am humbled that you allowed me to be in your houses and your homes and your hearts, because it's a wonderful place to be, and you could have been anywhere, but you chose to be here with me. And with that, I'm Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, your host with the most and the sexiest voice in America. I called it, I said it, and I mean it. Bam! All right, let's get it on. Until next time, I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. All right, stop right there. Okay, cool. Now, so what we want to do, we want...